Pashas Vayigash, number one. Vayisa Yisrael v'chol asher loy, vayovoy be'er shova, vayizbach zvochim le'loikei oviv Yitzchok. And Yisrael, Yaakov, is traveling down to Mitzrayim, and he is zeveach zvochim, he sacrifices karbonis le'loikei oviv Yitzchok, to the God of his father Yitzchok. It does not mention anything about Avram, just says his father Yitzchok. Says Rashi, number two. Chayev Adam mechvoid aviv, Yoisa mebechvoid zekeinai. It would seem to be from here that a person is obligated to honor his father more than his grandfather. Lefichach tola beYitzchok v'loy baAvram, and therefore he deliberately mentioned his father Yitzchok rather than Avram. So I saw the Meforashim are trying to explain why this is an inyan of kibud av bichlal. He's zeveach the zvachim leilokei oviv Yitzchok, to the God of his father Yitzchok. So the Mefarshim explain the very fact that he just mentioned or had the intention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of his father rather than the God of his grandfather, that constitutes an act of kibud av. And because he never mentioned his grandfather Avram, well, that demonstrates to us that clearly there's a chiyuv too. Honor your father over and above your grandfather, because otherwise you would have mentioned Avram as well. And this is a Sifin Shulchan Aruch, number 12 on the sheets. The Ramah says in Yerideh Reish Mem, Sif Chof Dalet, Chayev Adam Lechabed Chomov. You have to respect your father-in-law. That's a discussion for a different day. Yesh Aimrim.
This is very schwer.
That's very shvem. The Ein Adam Chayev V'Chvoid Avi Aviv. There are some who say that you do not need to respect your grandfather at all. I think
the
Rabbi Meagim Kane, I think.
Do you have some pills which calm me down a little bit? I need to prepare to this again.
The Ein Aimir. You know, there is a famous story. A very famous story. I forget with who. One of the Rosh Hashivas was on a plane. And he is with his grandson is respecting him, and he's sitting next to some goy. The goy says, unbelievable, I see your grandson respecting you so much. Yeah. My grandchildren, look at me, well, how come? He said, it's obvious. He says, we believe that we're the descendants of the Ovis, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So every generation higher is closer to them. So my grandson respects me, I'm closer to the source. But you believe in Darwin, so your grandson believes that you're closer to the chimpanzees than he is, so he doesn't respect you.
It wasn't a goy, it was Yerucham Meshel.
I heard it was Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky.
It was Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Yerucham Meshel.
Who's Yerucham Meshel? Excuse me.
Yerucham Meshel was from the old country. They were speaking in Yiddish. He was one of the guys who came from the old country, from Eastern Europe. But he was like the Tenuat Avodah, you know, the Chiloni, and he became, you know.
Okay.
So he was sick with Rav. And he was impressed because his grandsons were on Shamish, you know, in the airport.
And he said, some say the Ein Adam Chayev. This is the opinion of the Marik. There is no halachic obligation to respect one's grandfather. Says the Ramah, it's not true. It's not true. Elo the Chayev b'chvoid aviv, yoisa m'chvoid avi aviv. Not that there's no chiyuv to respect the grandfather. There is a chiyuv to respect the grandfather, but the chiyuv to respect a father is Yoisa, then the chiyuv to respect the grandfather. And they write in parentheses there, V'raya mi medrash gabba v'yizbach zvachim. That's our medrash. You see that the medrash in our sedra doesn't say that the reason why he mentioned Yitzchok and not Avram is because there's no chiyuv to respect Avram. The medrash didn't say that. The medrash says there is a chiyuv to respect Avram, but there's a chiyuv which overrides that to respect the father. That chiyuv is greater. Well, if you tell me one thing is greater than the other, it means they both exist. Yeah. Just one is greater than the other. Therefore, there are more paskans. Halacha lemaisa, there is a chiyuv, and according to some, we'll see soon, it's a chiyuv do'iraisa, to respect one's grandfather.
Is that an independent mitzvah of the grandfather, or the mitzvah as a reflection of the father?
Oh, you. Okay, I wish you a very good Shabbos, sir. That is the whole shit. We're going to get there in a second. That is the whole shit in one line. Yeah, Mitzvah Hashem. I see all the grandfathers of Daniel.
I was just wondering,
did he throw his shoe? Oh, from the first explain by the very fact that he was makriv his korban with his father in mind, that constitutes an act of kibud av.
I mean, he says Elokea.
Enachnami. But the fact that he was miyachad, the shem Hashem, with his father's name, that's an act of kibud av. So we have a machlekas. The Marik says there's no chiv to be Mechabed the grandfather. The Ramah says there absolutely is, but the chiyuv to respect one's father is Yoisa. Now we'll see what that means, Yoisa. If you look, it's rather small. I hope all the grandfathers can read this. Rav Kiveiga, number 13 on the sheets, right at the bottom, quotes an Elia Zutta. But Elia Zutta b'seifa seifa kasav, d'hainu dafka le'inyanim yeshloi l'chabed l'oviv u'la'avi oviv. What does it mean it's yoisa? What does it mean that the chiv to respect one's father is yoisa? He says if there's a clash. If you've got both in front of you, and you've got to either respect one or the other, so the father wins the day. Avol. Belav hochi. But if there's no clash, chayev b'chvoid avi oviv b'chol mili, k'moshe chayev l'oviv. He says, we do not mean, yoisa does not mean that there are more chiyuvim to the father than that of the grandfather. That's not what it means. What it means is, if there's a clash, they're both in front of you. For example, they both ask you to do something, and it's a question, I can only do one or the other, then the father wins the day. But we don't mean to say, yoisa, that you've got to be mechabed the father more than the grandfather. That's the way that Elia Zutta learned.
So you see, most of them drawing, grandfather doesn't have a chance.
Chayr, although, yeah, Hatzalos Nefoshes. Chayr, it's the Mishnah's end of Chayrius. However, others disagree. Others disagree, and this is really what we're going to discuss today, based on a very famous Gemara in the middle of the sheets, number 9, Kiddushin daf lamed aleph amud aleph. Shoal ben almona achas es Reb Elezer, Abba Oimer, the father says, Hashkeini maim, please, he says to the son, can I have a cup of water? Ve'imo oimeres, and the mother says the same thing, Hashkeini maim. Ezemehem kodem, so the father wants water, the mother wants water, well, I can't do both at the same time. I've got to do one or the other. What should I do? Ezemehem kodem. Omale, so he answered back, Hanach kvoidimcho, put aside the respecting of your mother, va'asei kvoidovicho, and respect your father. Now it doesn't say, I've stopped there. There's five more words. It doesn't say in the Gemara, respect your father over and above your mother, because kibbutz is more important, it's a bigger mitzvah. No. Gemara makes a very simple calculation. She'ato ve'imcha, both you and your mother, achayovim b'chvoid avicha. Ultimately, your mother, being the wife of your father, is also mechuyev to respect your father. Therefore, it can't be that if your father wants something and your mother wants something, you've got to attend to your mother, when your mother herself is mechuyev to mechabed the father.
Her husband.
Therefore again, let's learn the Gemara very carefully. The Gemara is not saying that one is a greater mitzvah than the other. They're both mitzvahs v'nateir. But it's just a mathematical cheshbon. If your mother is mechuyev to respect your father, i.e. her husband, and you're also mechuyev to respect your father, well, it can't be that my father's going to wait whilst I respect my mother, when she herself is mechuyev to respect her own husband, my father. And if that's the case, then there are those, the Chuba Me'avah, Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, says, well, if that's the case, the same should be true with a father and a grandfather. Let's not work out which is a heavier weight mitzvah. I don't know. They're both great mitzvahs. But my grandfather's asking me for a cup of water, and my father's asking me for a cup of water. So Elia Zutta says, sorry, grandpa, just hang on a minute, I've got to attend to dad. Why?
Wait a minute, that's Akasha.
Because
your father is Chayev.
That's the kasha. That's the kasha. That is the kasha. How can it be that I'm mechuyev to respect the father over and above my grandfather when my father himself is mechuyev to respect his own father, my grandfather? If we don't understand, what does the Elia Zutta mean? And he's saying in Alocha Lemaisa, Pshat in the Ramah, that if there's a clash between the father and the grandfather, then the father takes precedence. How can it be? What's the difference between a clash between a father and a mother, or a father and
a
grandfather?
By the mother, the son has an independent chiyuv to respect her. By the grandfather, it's only because it's his father's father.
Okay. Good parts.
There's also
a
clever solution with mother and father, with this glass of water. You take glass of water, give it to mother, said, can you pass to my father?
Okay.
Then you don't need to make any choices.
But that's
let
the kasha.
Let mom and make choices.
Let her get involved.
She might drink it. Then you
by the way, if we're anyway mentioning it, I had to give a shir in a different shul last night. I mentioned, just as an aside, it's an unbelievable thing. Many years ago, I was listening to the radio, and they were interviewing the wife of England's most famous football star, Gary Lineker. And this This football star, this sports star, was a besser mensch. He was a decent person, one of the rare sports people who was a decent man. He was married, had a family. And I'll never forget, they interviewed his wife, and she said in the middle of the conversation that she once heard her son using very bad language, swear word. So the mother said to the son, how can you say such an awful word? And the son turned around with innocence, says, oh really, I heard dad say the same word yesterday. End of conversation. End of conversation. Remember that Musa lesson stayed with me today. That's this week's Sedra. When Yosef said to the brothers, Oido vichai. The biggest Musa you can give to somebody is to prove what a hypocrite they are. Yeah. So worried about my father. You weren't worried about my father when you sold me. What's the answer? There's no answer. V'lo yochlo echov lanis. Same over here as well. Really? It's a bad word? How come dad said it yesterday? Anyway, as we're talking about kibbutz, I'll call upon him. That's the kasher.
One question on the Gemara: why does he bring this last five words? Because we say Tavidcha
Vetimel. Yeah, that's what I'm pointing out. The Gemara is not saying that it says in the posuk kibbutz is a greater mitzvah than kibbutz. The Gemara doesn't say that. We have no source for it. Okay, Rashi Alatera says Kabbutz Avicha Vetimecha. The only reason it writes of first because you might have thought that the way is normally you respect your mother more, you fear your father more, that's why it says, Ish imoy v'oviv tiro, but nothing to do with the weight of mitzvahs. Here it's a shaila of a mathematical calculation. Father, mother, well, I'm sorry, all arrows lead to the father, because my mother herself is mukhiv to respect my father. Okay, that's the kasha we need to explain. So, the oilim already here, Zeri Rabbi Yosef, Nachum Beryl, everyone's hearing the Teretz. Okay, so we'll get there soon. There are two Gemaras that the Vilna Gaon is Mitzayin on this Ramal. Now the Vilna Gaon is a very, very difficult sefer. The Vilna Gaon, as we know, is written the Ktsara Mamash, few words. Just write a Gemara here, you've got to look up the Gemara, and you've got to see what it says and work out what he means to ask. But he just is Mitzayin two Gemaras. One Gemara is the Gemara in Makkos. Anybody who's learned Makkos knows the Halacha. Somebody kills by accident, then he's got to escape to the Ori Miklot, otherwise a member of the family can come and kill him. So we have a tragic case where somebody killed his own son by accident. So let's give this some names. Avram Yitzchak and his grandson Yaakov. Avram kills his son Yitzchak by accident. So Avram now is on the way running to Ori Miklot. So the question is, can the grandson Yaakov kill his grandpa Avram? He's the Goel Hadam. So there's a whole question in the Gemara. Until the end, the Gemara says, yeah, he can. The Ben Benoi, the grandson, he can get up. There's a shaila whether it's a mitzvah or it's just a rishus. But a maisa, he can get up and kill his grandfather. Says Rashi, number 8 on the sheets. If the son of the murdered man wants to seek his vengeance, he can. Shehu ben benoi shel roitzeach. I'm on the little paragraph number 8, the last line. Shehu ben benoi shel roitzeach. He is the grandson of the murderer. Ve'einoi muzhar al kvoidoi. And he has no obligation to respect him. Wow. Vilna Gaon is Mitzayin that Rashi. Seems to be a big kasha on the remote. There are more paskins halacha lemaisa. There is a chiyuv to respect one's grandfather, and here we have a mufurish gemara. At least the way Rashi explains, grandfather killed the son. The grandson is allowed to kill the grandfather. Doesn't sound like kibbud av or kibbud zakenoi. Says Rashi, no problem at all. Einoi muzar al kavodoi. There's no mitzvah to machabit.
Because he killed him.
Yeah.
And therefore what?
Because
it's difficult to say that he's a Rosha unless you get into the Hashkafics, because we know really he only killed the Shogeg. Now we also know that Chazal tell us the reason why he killed the Shogeg in order to end the Erev Miklat must have been an Oynish for something else. So somewhere along the way he did do another Erev, but the Maisa, that's not my concern.
His father left. His father
and therefore what?
He has no father's no key.
Oh, so 1 second, I'm trying to set up the clues of it.
But there is another situation directly proved. We know from covet of your father, you have to listen what he says, except when he goes against the order.
Do that here, yep.
Then you have no obligation to listen to him whatsoever. Very similar situation. I think it's 1-to-1.
The Behe is not against the Torah. Against which mitzvah of the Torah?
No, I can tell you. Respect your father, your grandfather. I, if Torah said respect your grandfather, I will respect until he will go against Torah. He gets Torah, he kills somebody.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We already have an example, right?
Well, with the shogi, how does he lose the key, the thing, the derisive, just because he did.
Correct. There is such a principle of Eino Yoisa Maise Amcha. The person excludes himself from being a religious observant Jew. He has different status. But somebody called the shogi, The Gaon is Mitzayin another Gemara. A Gemara in Saita, Daf Mem Tes Omad Aleph, number 5 on the sheet. So, Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov. It pil bay Rav Yaakov bar barte. Rav Acha bar Yaakov was looking after his granddaughter. We'll see why soon. Ki godal, she grew a bit older. Omale ashke and maya. He said to his granddaughter, please, could you get me a cup of water? Omaloi lav brichano. Sorry, I'm not your daughter. Says Rashi, 4 words. Number 6. Ve'ein olai l'chabdecho keben. I'm not your child, I'm your grandchild. I don't have to respect you. So you're asking me to get you a cup of water. Sorry, nothing doing is no mitzvah.
It's water for Hamadiyah.
A Rashi in Saita. What type of business is this, says the Gaon. You see over here, midas or not midas, but ein olai l'chabdecho keben. Oh, very good. I don't want to get involved, but very good. Sama machalik, maybe there's a difference between a paternal grandfather or a maternal grandfather. I'm not getting into the... So that is a difference. But the Gaon is mitzayin that over here and says, why did she say that she's not going to respect him? Ein olai l'chabdecho. I don't have to respect you. Now, as an aside, totally, this was negated to our discussion that we spoke about a few weeks ago. Rav Moshe in a tshuva, in a very beautiful tshuva, speaks about a woman who was Megayer. She's a Geyeris. So we know halachically her father, even though he's a biological father, but he's not a halachic father. So she asks Rav Moshe, what are her chiyuvim, or lack of, with regard to Mechabed, her father? So he writes the most beautiful tshuva, as any Rav Moshe can, and he goes into the halachics, yeah, it's true, you're probably exempt, she's not your father, but he says at the end of the day, Kibud Av is all about Hakaras HaTov. That's the aim of the game. The Sefer Chinuch famously writes, you mechabed your parents, you'll be mechabed Hashem. And therefore, it's true, you're right. Now, halachically, he's not your father, but forget the halachics. This is the person who brought you into the world. This is the person who's done everything for you. So there's a chiv hakaras hatov, whoever it is. There's a chiv hakaras hatov to a goy as well. So he goes, a very beautiful tshuva. I'll call upon him for opens. The Gaon is very concerned. We have two mefurash gemaras, it sounds like. But there's no chiyuv to respect the grandfather. Number one, in the Gemara in Makkos, where Avram kills Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the grandson, is allowed to kill his grandfather, says Rashi, you don't have to respect him. Einoi muzer al kvoidoi, seems to be neged ramah, you don't have to respect your grandfather. Number two, this Gemara in Saita, the grandfather asks his granddaughter, could you give me a cup of water? She says, sorry, no mitzvah for me, I'm not your child, I'm only your grandchild. So the Gaon says, well, the Marik seems to be right. Marik seems to be correct. There's no chiyuv to respect the grandfather. Either medrash, all right, we don't pass an halacha like that. How can the Ramah say you mechiyuv? In order to answer all of these questions, we have three questions over here. Number one, what was pshat in the Reb Kiva Eiger b'shem the Eliyazuta? That if there's a clash between the father and the grandfather, then the father wins the day. How can that be? The father is himself mechiyuv to respect the grandfather, just like a husband and wife. So surely my father should have to take second place in place of his own father. Kashas number 2 and 3 at the two Mefurash Gemaras L'Chaira that the Gaon asks on the Ramah that seem to indicate that there's no chiyuv to respect the grandfather at all. So in order to answer these questions, we need...
The Beis Yosef different from the Ramah?
No, the Beis Yosef didn't talk about it. No, Machlokes just didn't talk about it at all. So we need to understand a bit the nature of this mitzvah. If there is a mitzvah at all to respect the grandfather, why is there a mitzvah to respect him? So number 11 on the sheet, Sefer Charedim, and the Charedim of course is a Rishon. The Charedim says, in Perek Dalet, number 11 on the sheet, V'kosav nami harav rabbi Yisrael b'sefer Menorah Samuel. Da'avi oviv, v'chlal oviv, v'chein eim oviv. Your grandfather, your grandmother, it's as good as the father. Same chiyuv. The aim imoy, in your mother's mother, b'chlal imoy, v'chein avi imoy. No difference, paternal, maternal, grandfather, grandmother, there's one blanket chiv. And guess what? He quotes our medrash, V'hochi Yisrael Bereshis Rabbah, V'yizbach Zvachim, Elekei Aviv Yitzchok, Chayev Odom Mechvoid Oviv Yosem Mechvoid Zekeinoi, Mashma D'Shnei Midoi Raisa. It's clear you've got to respect your grandparents. Elod Ba'oviv Mechvoid Tfei. Then he adds, V'tama D'Kulu, and what's the reason behind it all? Mishum de bnei bonim hare heim kebonim, because grandchildren halachically are sometimes considered like children themselves, and this is not just a nafgimina for birthday presents. This is halachic nafgimina. Bnei bonim hare heim kebonim. If you are the grandson of someone, then you have the status with regard to certain halachas as the son of that person. Nage halacha lemaisa with yibum. With yibum. If somebody tragically passes away, we know there's a mitzvah of yibum. Here's the deceased brother has to marry the wife, but not if they're children. What happens if there are no children, but there are grandchildren? There are grandchildren. The Gemara says, "Bnei bonim, harehim kebonim." A grandson is like a son. It's as if that person has children. It's negeh to other areas of halacha as well. Says the Haredim, that's why you've got to respect your grandfather. Because a grandson and a son, it's all considered one relationship. That's the opinion of the Haredim. Others say, the Bach in the Simon Reish Mem brings other reasons. He shtells to a Gemara in Kiddushin that says that a grandfather is mechuyev to teach his grandson Torah. It's very famously, Nagei Halach HaLamaisa, Reb Kiva Iger, has a very famous tshuva. It should never be Nagei Mitz Hashem, but somebody died, and after his death, his wife had a baby boy. So the father is not present at the bris. So the question is, who makes the bracha of Lahachnisoi Bebrisoi Shel Avraham Avinu? We know it's a chiv on the father. But there is no father. There's a grandfather, but there is no father. Says Rabbi Kiva Iger, a very famous tshuva, when you machnes him into the bris, it's not just the physical act of the bris milah, it's the bris of the Torah as well. And therefore, if the grandfather is halachically obligated to teach him Torah, then the bris and the Torah is all part of that. And therefore, he makes the bracha. It was Negev here in Ramat Beit Shemesh a few years ago. There was a younger man, unfortunately he had a, Baruch Hashem, he had a son, and then his father fell very, very ill. And he had to travel to London to take care of his father. His father passed away a couple of days later. So he wasn't there at his own son's bris, his first son's bris. And there was a whole shaila, so who does the brachas? There was a great grandfather there. So that's a whole discussion in itself. We'll see in a second. Is there a chiv to respect one's great-grandfather? In the end, I think the Moel made the brachas. It was a whole discussion. So you see, according to these opinions, why is there an obligation to mechabed my grandfather? Because I'm like his son, because he teaches me Torah. He deserves respect in his own right. That's the bottom line. Very good. Very good, he brings that posuk. The Bach brings that posuk. He says, Ephraim Menashe are like Reuben and Shimon, my own sons. Very good, yeah, very beautiful.
Yes, but even though in this path, that this grandfather deserves respect, which nothing to do with him to be grandfather, then what are you talking about? You can talk about any elderly.
I don't mean nothing to do with the grandfather. Because he's your grandfather, but it's la'afuke, as opposed to what we're going to suggest now, that it's just an extension of kibudav. It's not an extension of kibudav. There are many people I have to respect. My father, a king, a nasi, a rav. Yes. Another one is my grandfather, because ultimately he brought me into the world. Yeah, because he brought me into the world. My next door neighbor didn't bring me into the world. My grandfather ultimately was responsible for bringing me into the world.
He's in the same group. It is migration.
However,
because my father's an exclusive group.
Correct. But there's a different way of looking at it completely. Uh-huh. There is a different way of looking at it completely, and really everybody's been hinting to this so far, and this is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Kluger in Tshuvas Tuv Tam Vadas Chelik Aleph Reish Yud Gimel. It's a bit small, but it's number 15 on the sheets. And he says, really, it's one line. It's really one line in the middle of that paragraph. It's small, it's long, so I just want to read one line. Number 15 on the sheets. He says, there is an obligation, it's true, to respect one's grandfather. V'havaze atzmoi, but this very chiyav is bechlau kibud aviv. Ma shemachabed zekenoi, respecting one's grandfather is not independent of respecting one's father. It's not like you have two chiyuvim. Number one, you've got to respect your father. You've also got to respect your Rav and your Nossi and your Melech and also your grandfather. No! Do you know why you've got to respect your grandfather? Because that itself is an act of kibud av. What greater respect to a father could there be when he sees your machabed, his own father? And Moirav Rabbeisai, we have mentioned this, you saw it, in other areas at least twice. Number one, the Rambam Paskens, Halacha Lemaisa, if you look at number 10 on the sheets, Hilchas Mamrim, Vov, Tezvov, Chayev Odom, Lechabed es Eishes Oviv. A person is mechuyev to respect his father's wife. His stepmother, not his real mother, his father's wife. Afal pi she'eino imo. Says the Rambam, four words, Kol Zman She'oviv Kayim. Only as long as his father's alive. Sheze bichlal kibud aviv. In other words, why do you have to respect your father's wife? Not that she warrants the respect, because that is part and parcel of respecting your father. If the father passes away, then I can't be mechabed anymore. He's not here. Therefore, you don't have to mechabed your father's wife.
Well, karas hatov is important.
Yeah, and economic. And economic.
Taking care of your father.
Yeah, I agree. There'll be a chiv karas hatov. You have to look after. But a mitzvah da'iraisa, there won't be.
Why karas hatov?
Maybe she looked after you. Maybe she's fed you for the last 30 years. You're right. But a mitzvah of kibbutz eishes av, there won't be. We had it in another area as well. We once discussed, in one of the first shurim we ever spoke about, the mitzvah of respecting one's older brother, or one eldest brother. And as machlekas Rambam and Ramban, do you have to respect your eldest brother even if your father has passed away? What's the machlekas? What's the machlekas? I've got to respect my brother, who cares? What's the father got to do with it? And we explained then, it's not my chiddush, the Ramban says it mafurish. Depends how you look at this chiyuv. Why are you mechuyuv to respect your older brother? Is it because he's your older brother? Or is it, no, that's just part and parcel of respecting your father. He is my father's mamale mokim. He is my father's number one yerush, and therefore respecting my older brother is part and parcel of respecting my father. But if I have no father, chas v'shalom, then I don't have to respect him. That you see this in at least two other areas, and Reb Shlomo Kluger therefore says the same is true over here as well. In our Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov story, when Yitzchok's dead, then Yaakov doesn't have to respect Avram. Because he only had to respect Avram as a function of Mitzvah's Kibud Av. If there's no Av, then there's no function of Kibud Av. Says Reb Shlomo Kluger, that pshat in the Gemara, Avram, Yitzchok and Yaakov with the Goel Hadam. Avram kills his son Yitzchok. So Gemara says, the way Rashi learns, that Yaakov, the grandson, can go and kill his grandfather out the Goel Hadam. Why? Says Rashi, because Einoi Muzer al Kavoid, he's not obligated. Why not? It's got a chiyuv to respect his grandfather. The Gaon asked his kasha on the Ramah. Says Reb Shlomo Kluger, no, it's very good, because here the father's out of the way, the father's dead. His grandfather just killed his son, i.e. Yaakov's father. So how can there be a chiyuv for Yaakov to have to respect his grandfather Avram, when that itself is only a manifestation of his own chiyuv to mechabed his father? But there is no father. That's how Reb Shlomo Kluger deals with the Gemara. And if that's true, then we have every right to suggest, and some do suggest, that's pshat in the other Gemara as well. Mm-hmm. The Gemara said that the grandfather was looking after the granddaughter. And he asked her for a drink, and she says, sorry, I'm not your child. So the Gemara says, so what? But you're a grandchild, and the grandchild has to mechabed the grandfather. The answer is, why was this grandfather looking after his granddaughter in the first place all of these years? Because she had no parent. That's why he was looking after her. And that's what she meant. That b'mokim I have no father. That's why I don't have a mitzvah. You're right, akara satayiv, etc., etc. But a mitzvah of kibbutz zakeinu I don't have. Not that there's no mitzvah at all to mechabed a grandfather. There is. But in as much as it's just a poil yotze of kibbutz av, there's no grandfather.
Based on this shita, there is an obvious question. you respect your grandfather because it's respect to your father. Good. Right now, lo aleinu, we have father who absolutely disrespect his father, despise him, believe terrible to him. No, right now, what my obligation as grandson.
I mean, how can I say that's covered for my father when he doesn't even want it?
No, it's just a simple situation. Because if it's this shit, as soon as I see that my father doesn't respect my grandfather, I owe obligation? It's so number one question.
Okay, so I'll bring out your question in different words.
Right.
What happens if I've got a chiv to be mechabed my father? But my father can be meichel. He can be meichel. My father's allowed to be meichel. Melech can't be meichel. But a father can be meichel. I forego my honor.
He has right to moichel daraisa.
Yes.
I was just going to ask.
Yeah, a father aviv shemochal al kvoidoi kvoidoi mochel.
Okay.
That's what we discussed a number of weeks ago. That was our whole discussion that weeks ago. So for why did Yaakov get punished? Why did he not just be moichel in fine? So now we have a question: can the father say to the son, "It's okay, you don't need to respect my father. I'm moichel." It's okay.
I think
it depends on these two tzaddikim.
Yeah.
If you got to respect your grandfather in his own right, I say, listen here, Papa, you can't be meichel me shaking luluf. It's all right, don't put on tefillin today, I'm meichel. It's nothing to do with you. So if my grandfather warrants respect in his own right, then my father is not his business to be meichel. But if it's just a manifestation of his own kavod, you have to respect my father because that's a way of respecting me, so I can be Moichel. I can be Moichel.
You could have a grandfather being Moichel with a son, but then has a grandson got now the chiyuv to be have come for the grandfather. The grandfather was Moichel the son. He was his father.
Mm-hmm.
So now the son can say, look, you were Moichel my father, so I'm also Moichel.
Yeah, but I don't have to be Moichel my son. You're right, Avraham is Moichel Yitzchok. But it still is an act of kibud for Yaakov to mechabed Avram, because he doesn't mean to mechabed Avram. Avram's moichel, but I'm not being mechabed Avram. Just a way of mechabed my father Yitzchak. And this will be negeir, what we discussed before. Might be, again, you could clear a shayla, so you have to respect your great grandfather. So now we have to work out. Yeah. If the whole reason why you have to respect him is in his own right, in his own right, then we have to know who do the Torah says you have to respect. Your grandfather, yes, maybe not your great grandfather. But if the only reason you have to respect your grandfather is because that's a way, part and parcel of being mechabed your own father,
your grandfather,
you've got to mechabed your grandfather because that's covered for your father. Then a great grandfather, you have to know. Maybe also, in as much as my father is mechuyev to mechabed his grandfather, therefore respecting my great grandfather is also an act of kibbutz. You have to know.
But where do we see somebody who created an independent chiyuv towards the grandfather, irrespective of the father?
The Charedim says it's bnei bonim kebonim. He says, you know why mechuyev to mechabed your grandfather? Because bnei bonim is kebonim. Or the Bach says, because your grandfather teaches you Torah. Not because your grandfather happens to be your father's father. Neither. Your grandfather taught you Torah. Got a Muhammad.
Another practical halacha for us. It very bothers me when I see Kristoff, because your grandfather or your father did something for you. Let's assume we have father who did nothing for you. Nothing beat.
Yeah, still a chiyuv.
That is what my question. So now, what is Korostov? Oh, you know, he did it, not
did it. I'm not bringing up Korostov into the halachics of it. I'm just saying, even Ramayshin is true, says, beyond the chiyuvim, yeah, there's other dinim of Korostov.
Thank you, because I got confused with this Korostov.
Yeah,
no.
Kibbutz is also after death, right?
Oh, so you're asking a very good kasha. Okay, you're asking a very good kasha. I was waiting for somebody to ask this. For Shugamara, Kibbutz mechabdoi b'chayov, mechabdoi b'moisoi. You can respect after death as well.
Yeah.
So who cares if Yitzchak has died? But maybe if I respect my father Yitzchak, my grandfather Yaakov, sorry, my grandfather Avram, even after the father's dead, maybe there's still a mitzvah.
The wife. Yeah.
So the answer to that is not discussed. It's another Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega says there's always two types of kibbutz.
Yeah.
kibbud is physical kibbud, if I give my father a drink of water, what he calls it nachas ruach, you've made your father happy. And then there's something else. The Gemara says, how do you respect your father after he's dead? I mean, I can't give him a cup of water. So the Gemara says, whenever you mention his name, you say, Hareini kaparas mishkova, yizeh chetzadik levracha. That's not a physical nachas ruach. Mm-hmm. When you respect your grandfather, because that's a way of respecting your father, that's a nachas ruach. Your father sheps nachas. Ah, look at my sons, I've brought him up so well, I'm so happy. That type of kibbudah can't exist after death. Ah, you're right. The Gemara says you do have to respect your father after death. Yes, when you mention his name, you say, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Hareini Kaparas Mishkovei. But not the physical Nachas Ruach, that doesn't make sense. That's
ridiculous. He doesn't get Nachas from what the grandson is doing to his...
That's right. That's any mitzvah. That's any mitzvah. If he does stocker also, he could do mitzvah. That's not because of the grandfather.
We don't know what their feelings are.
No, I don't know.
If one of his children, in the same way as he himself, then he's also honoring his father. He's saying that if he treats his grandfather, but if he treats his children, then he's carrying on a tradition.
Yeah, okay. So I once saw, actually, a very beautiful thought. It says, Kabed es avicha ve'esimecha, respect your parents, leman ya'arichun yomecha, and all you should have long life.
Yeah.
And all you should have long life. So I once saw a pshat, very beautiful pshat. Pshat is, if somebody respects his parents, then your children will see how you respected your parents, therefore they in turn will respect you, mainly, and have long life because they look after you even when you're old.
You have a good chance to go to a good nursing home too.
Right. It's Hashem not. I'll call upon him. So here we have two fundamentally different ways of looking at the chiyuv to respect the grandfather. Is it because he warrants respect in his own right? He's my grandfather, he's like he's my father, he taught me Torah, or no? The Shlomo Kluger is telling you that's not why you have to respect your grandfather. You have to respect your grandfather because that is itself a manifestation of respecting the father. Nafka mina, if there is no father, like in the case of the Goel Adam, like in the case of the Gemara when the father had died, there's no mitzvah. If we come back now to our first kasha, and I think everybody hinted it to it, now we can see the very obvious chilik between a father and a mother, and a father and a grandfather. What did the Gemara say? If your father asks you for a cup of water, and your mother asks you for a cup of water, so I've got two chiyuvim over here. What do? I can't do both. Says the Gemara, you put aside your mother's chiyuv. Why? Because your mother herself is obligated to mechabed your father. So how can I say to my father, wait, while I tend to my mother? She herself is mechiyuv to mechabed my father. That was one Gemara. So we asked that as a kasha. When I've got my father and my grandfather, how can the halacha be that my father gets first rights? Why don't I say, excuse me, father, but you yourself are mechuyav to mechabed your father, my grandfather. So just like you put your mother on hold because she herself is mechuyav to mechabed your father, surely I should put my father on hold because he himself is mechuyav to mechabed my grandfather. But in light of what we're saying now, there's a very simple chilik. Bishleima, when they are two independent chiyuvim, I've got to respect my father, I've got to respect my mother. Either chiyuv is a chiyuv in its own right. So I say to my mother, listen here, mum, you're also mechuyav to mechabed your husband, my father. So I can't really tell my father to wait whilst I look after you. I just can't, because you're also got to mechabed my father. But when it comes to a father and a grandfather, that's not two independent chiyuvim. There's only one chiyuv. Respect your father. Respect your father. If you've got to respect your father, then that dictates you've also got to respect his father, because that's a way of being mechabed your father. I can't now say to my father, okay, sorry dad, I'm putting you on hold, because you yourself are mechuyav to mechabed your father. So what are you going to do? You're going to mechabed your grandfather at the expense of your father? The whole mitzvah of respecting your grandfather is because of your father. That is kibbudav. If there are two independent chiyuvim, neither is because of the other. Two mitzvahs. I've got to weigh out which one overrides. Says the Gemara Pashut, Sorry, mother, you've got the same chiyuv as me, so I'm sorry, you're just going to have to wait. But it's nonsensical to suggest that I'm going to put my father on hold whilst I respect my grandfather, whilst the whole chiyuv to respect him is only because of my father.
Right now I have a problem with this logic a little bit. Maybe only me. Right now, let's assume I'm giving glass water to my father, like it recommended. He will absolutely get mad. Said, how dare you didn't respect me? Why didn't give you to grandfather?
No, I don't know if he'll say that.
Why?
No, he wouldn't say that.
No. So right now, may I ask you a question in this case? I expect that he will tell. If your son, in front of your father, will give first glass to you, what you will do? You will 100% say, not give first to them.
That's my chiv.
It is what I'm talking about.
When I had my first son, Baruch Hashem, we were in London. I was machabed my father with Sunday calls. I wanted my father to be a Sunday. He didn't want to do it. His father, my grandfather, Shiyaruch Yomim, he wanted machabed him.
Yeah.
I said, listen, Dad, do whatever you like. I'm machabed you. If you choose you want to pass it on, then you're right. Then it's my kibbutz. Okay. That's not my cheshvan. Okay. That's your cheshvan.
Okay.
So whatever. In the end, he spoke to a Rav. He did it himself. But Al Kaponim is a very clear distinction between a father and a mother, and a father and a grandfather. Bishlam and the father and the mother, two separate chiyuvim. So either one I could put aside. Question on which one does it make sense to put aside? It makes sense to put aside the mother's chiyuv, because ultimately she's also got to respect your father. But when it comes to a grandfather and a father, it doesn't make any sense. How can you say to your father, sorry, Dad, I've got to put you aside because I've got to attend to Grandpa, and you've also got to machabed him. What? So the grandfather overrides the father? You've only got to respect the grandfather because that is kibbutz. So how can I put the father aside for it? It doesn't make any sense. If we understand Eliyahu Zutta, the Rebbe Kivega that we started off with, who says that if there's a clash between the father and the grandfather, you've got to be machabed the father first. And the question was, why? But surely he's got to be respectful to his grandfather as to his father. Yeah, fine. That's his chiyuv. But I can't push my father aside because of my grandfather, where the whole chiyuv to respect him was only because of kibbutz av. Posh it. So let's sum up. We said that we learn from this week's Sedra, it's a Rashi's quoting a Medrash, and there are more paskins like this, halacha lemaisa, that you've got to respect your grandfather as well. It's true, your father overrides. That's why Yaakov mentioned his father Yitzchak in the Tefillah and not Avram. But if we say one is greater than the other, it means that they both exist. The grandfather is not as great as the father, but they both exist. So we asked three kashas on that. Number one, why don't we say it's just like a father and a mother? The mother gets pushed aside because she's got to respect her husband, my father. Well, so too, my father should be pushed aside because he's got to respect my grandfather. Number two and number three, the Gaon brought two Gemaras that say that the grandson does not have to respect the grandfather. Number one, when Avram killed Yitzchak, Yaakov, the grandson, can kill his grandfather. How can he kill his grandfather? Says Rashi, don't worry. No mitzvah. No mitzvah? I thought you've got to respect your grandfather. And then number three, the Gemara in Seita. Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov is looking after his granddaughter. He asks her for a cup of water. She says, sorry, I'm not your child. So what? But a grandchild's also got to machabed. So we said, according to the Haredim, and according to the Bach, and according to the others, the pshat is that the grandfather warrants respect in his own right. Not as a manifestation of kibbutz av. He's like your father, or he taught you Torah, or whatever the vart is. But according to Reb Shlomo Kluger, there's no independent chiyuv to respect your grandfather. That's just a way of respecting your father. And we gave two other examples. That's why the Rambam says you have to respect your father's wife. That's why the opinion of some Rishonim, that's why you have to respect your eldest brother. Not that your eldest brother warrants respect. That's just a nafka minna. That's a manifestation of respecting your father. Says Reb Shlomo Kluger. Therefore, if Avram kills his son Yitzchak, then Yaakov doesn't have to respect Avram anymore. Because you only have to respect him because of his father Yitzchak. Yitzchak's not here. So too in the Gemara Seita, the grandfather's looking after his granddaughter because there is no father. Therefore there's no chiyuv to mechabed. So we're saying, therefore, that's pshat in Reb Kivega as well. Even though there's a clash, do you know why you have to take care of your father and not your grandfather? Because you can't push aside, possibly, your father's chiyuv to take care of grandfather when the whole chiyuv to respect him is only because of kibbutz av. So what are you going to say? Sorry, Dad, I'm very busy with doing kibbutz for you. Really, how? by not giving you water. That doesn't make sense. You say to your father, your chiyuv comes first, and that's pshat and mikveger. There's a clash between a father and a grandfather, then chayev odom mechvoid oviv, yosem mechvoid zakeine.